It's after 12:45. Oh, did I not vote? Well, I don't know. I was so caught up in getting to that ballot box out there. So, all in favor of Article 16, hold up your card. All opposed? Okay. So, we're going to take a brief recess. I can't tell you exactly how long it's going to be, but what we're going to do is election workers are going to count the ballots for each of Article 7 and 8, and as soon as we have a number, we will report back and continue on working through the warrant. So we're in recess until we call us back to order. Okay, we're ready to reconvene. And okay. So in the case of both Articles 7 and 8, there were 224 ballots cast in each case. For Article 8, in Article 7, all those 224 ballots were marked with a yes or a no. And so Article 7 required 135 votes in order to pass. Article 8, however, had one ballot was unmarked. It was cast into the box unmarked. So in consideration of the 60%, only the ballots that are marked with a yes or a no get taken into consideration in compiling that number. So that's why Article 8 required only 134 yes votes in order to be passed. The result in Article 7, 130 yes, 94 no, required 135, Article 7 fails. In the case of Article 8, 52 yes, 171 no, Article 8 fails. We are now ready to move to resume our work through the warrant. And you want it again? Sure. Article 7, 130 yes, 94 no, and that fails because it required 135 yes votes. Article 8, 52 yes, 171 no, and Article 8 fails based on that. Yes.
Paul Wynn. So I'm just curious. Article 8 had two-thirds, had over the three-fifths for
no.
A no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that is a majority saying no to 8.
Yes, Article 8 failed.
By a majority.
By a considerable majority.
By a considerable majority, where Article 7 did not meet. Is there any contingency for saying that Article 8 is resoundingly rejected by the town, and that by default Article 7 which only failed by a small majority, by a small number. I don't know the answer. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, the answer is no. The answer is Article 7 required a 60% majority, and it failed to achieve the 60% majority. Okay. So keep in mind that a motion to reconsider has to be made before the meeting resumes with the next article on the warrant. Okay. Article 17. Is this a point of order?
Mr. Moderator, Brandy Buttrick, yeah. Cushing Corner Road. I'd like to make a motion that we reconsider Article 7. The reason why we were five votes short of getting Article 7 passed.
Wait a minute. You're making the motion. Let's get it on the floor before okay. we have discussion.
Yes.
So there's a motion made to reconsider Article 7. And a bond issue in excess of $100,000 by state statute is already restricted from being reconsidered at this meeting. But it can be voted to reconsider it at a meeting at least 7 days from now, and at a time and place to be announced in a local newspaper at least 2 days ahead of time. So the motion to reconsider has been made. Is there a second to that motion? It's made by Rachel Fall. Okay, now we can go to discussion.
Just briefly, five votes short. Remember what this is all about. This is all about getting the town staff the office space that they've wanted. So for as long as I've known, since the late 1990s, they've wanted this office space. And I think, based on the sound rejection of Article 8, the only way forward on getting the town office staff the space they want is through the renovation of the town office building. Let's not wait another year for this, folks. The price is only going to go up next year. So let's vote on this whenever we have the next opportunity, as Mr. Moderator suggested, and let's see what we can do with another vote on Article 7.
Any other discussion on the motion to reconsider?
Paul Zarowitz. What I think I heard in the prior debates that were going on was a very strong concern of not understanding the total costs of everything that was there. Now, many of those people are probably gone. That's what I think I heard. So that's where I think the 94 no vote, well, a portion of the 94 no votes came from. So it seems like 7 days from now or a couple of months from now wouldn't be a sufficient amount of time to get your arms around things. Plus, you'd have to spend money in either the existing commission or another one to go in deeper. I would say that more work would need to be done so that having something in 7 days or a month or even 3 months may not be enough. That's my comment.
I have a question. What would happen at this meeting? What would the question be? What would the voting percentage need to be? Just what the
It would be a meeting that the time and place would be set by the selectmen, and it would be announced generally, and we would go to the meeting with only one agenda item, and that is to reconsider Article 7, and it would be reconsidering Article 7 as it is stated. And it would have the same requirement because it's a bond issue for a 60% majority vote.
Can I speak? Yeah. So I am speaking opposed to reconsidering this in 7 days. I think that the town has spoken. I think they spoke very, very clearly on what they want. I think that it gives us crystal clear direction on how to move forward. I don't know that there is any possible way, whether we vote in 7 days or vote at this meeting next year, that it's going to change the timeline in which this happens. But we now know that we are not wasting the townspeople's money investing in engineering, investing in getting bids, producing documents to get bids from, getting actual costs and a plan in place for where it's going to move to, so that we can bring this back next year. And again, in my opinion, we have a very clear direction that the townspeople want us to go. And I would just like, again, to do it, bring it back next year with the exact amount, with bids in place, so I can show you exactly what everything's going to cost. And we will have one article that we can discuss and have the exact amounts and all of the details that everybody needs to make an informed decision.
Okay, more discussion. Jerry.
Jerry Kinnerk, and I was actually coming to the mic to say exactly that. You asked for guidance, you got it. It was almost like we took a straw poll vote. And I think one of the things, if we have a special meeting coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, as you said, we're not going to have that much new information, and the attendance may not be anywhere near as good. This was an astounding attendance. People were here. They set aside their time. And sure, a couple of days notice in the newspaper, yeah, that's nice, but it's not the same as what we were all focused on this. Coming back next year gives us the chance to, as Les says, have the real data and actually make a decision and move right on with it then, if that's what we're going to do. So I would favor not going with reconsideration, but instead letting you do your work that you've now been guided to do. Thank you.
All right.
Paul Zerowitz, perhaps another item that you may want to consider is we've been some folks in the room may have been asking the question, what is in fact wrong with the existing building? Is there something short of an entire gutting and an entire rebuild to make it be, to have the employees that are in there that's make it easier for them to do their job? And if that's 200,000, 400,000, I think that's a data point that might help us make a decision on the total revamp versus just,
okay.
You know,
thank you.
It's like I'm looking for a laundry thank list from all the folks saying, here's what we need in order to do our job effectively. So.
Thank you. Carol.
Carol Stancil. Les, I just want to ask you for clarification. Your clear direction is to, your understanding of it is to renovate. Stay where we are. Thank you.
Darwin, state your name.
Darwin Moulton. I agree with Les that we just can't do this in a week. And to bring back a fact that the selectmen just put on a new fire escape on the back of the building, and the conditions that the employees were subjected to during that construction of just an outdoor fire escape was horrendous. The constant pounding, the constant construction, and a number of items were discovered in the walls at that time as they were doing this. So to rush back and say, well, we're going to have this all figured out. They had all this time prior, and the selectmen were given what they had for information, and there was no consideration on moving employees. There was no consideration on moving all the equipment. You're not going to get that in a week. You need, at least they have the time now to focus from point A. Point A should be, okay, first thing we have to consider, what is it going to cost to move the town employees? What is it going to cost to bring in temporary office? And there's no guarantee that building is going to be done in a year. So are we facing a one-year rental, a two-year rental, or whatever it takes to have them in another structure while that construction's going on? I love the old buildings in this town, but come on, people. Have some realization. It's not what the needs of the few are, but it's the needs of the town employees that should be considered first. not whether you lose a building that you think is holding up the whole heart of this town. What are you going to do when the post office moves out? You can't tell me. I go in there, and I see how crowded that post office is. And it's not going to be long. They're going to need a new building. And the federal government isn't going to care what you think about the village. They're going to care about their needs and what they need for mail space.
Ann.
I have another process question. In order to have the work that the Town Office Advisory Committee has done, we've had, over the course of the 3 years, three different warrant articles to fund this. And while I can totally understand people's desire to have all this information that you're saying you will have, it's going to be expensive. How does that get paid for, since we had to get permission so far for each of the warrant articles?
So we will have to look at the warrant article and whether we are able to expend, agents to expend, or whether it takes a vote to expend that. And we may have to have a special meeting to expend the $100,000 that is in that account so that we can get everything in place, so we can bring everything back completed, so people know exactly what they're spending and what they're getting.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion that's before us, the motion to reconsider Article Number 7? All right, then, we're ready to vote on the motion to reconsider. All those in favor of reconsidering Article 7, raise your voter card. All those opposed, raise your voter card. The motion fails.